Good morning, Balaraj. It's Balaraj, IIMP analyst here, dictating a psychiatric report for the following patients for the date of service of 1/12/13. Place is Sheffield Manor. Patient's name is Helen McNeary, spelled as HELENMCNEARY. Date is 1/12/13. Evaluation code number is 107. Evaluator's ID number is 060040. Helen McNeary is an 83-year-old single unemployed African-American female who is admitted to Sheffield Manor on 12/21/12, and a psychiatric consultation was requested. And her date of birth is listed as 7/11/1929, and social security number last four digits of 2828, and has Medicare A and B, and chief complaint and reason for evaluation to make an assessment of her present psychiatric hospitalization and treatment. And she reports that she has been admitted to the nursing home because of having had an operation. And before that, admission to the nursing home, she reportedly was at Sinai Hospital. Does not report any problems with depression or any previous psychiatric history of depression. And no reported dysphoria or despondency other than distress over the medical conditions, not being able to be at her own home, and no history of previous psychiatric care or treatment. Personal and family history reports to have been born and raised in Chester, South Carolina, has one sister living in New York, one in Detroit, one South Carolina, and has one brother, went to school through eighth grade, mostly worked at Pontchartrain Hotel and retired in her 60s, and supported by her retirement benefits now. Reports to have been married and has one daughter, and no reported alcohol or drug use, no reported problems with the law. Review of systems indicate that she has problems with congenital anomaly of the peripheral vascular system, unspecified peripheral vascular disease, anemia of other chronic disease, coronary atherosclerosis, essential hypertension, esophageal reflux, and hyperlipidemia, hypothyroidism. Difficulty with walking, muscular wasting, and disuse atrophy. And she is presently on the following medications. Nitrostat, 0.4 milligrams as needed. Narco 5, 325, 2Q4 hours PRN. Synthroid 150 micrograms daily, pantoprazole 40 milligrams daily, aspirin 81 milligrams daily, Lipitor 20 milligrams daily, clopidogrel 75 milligrams daily, hydrochlorothiazide 25 milligrams daily, lisinopril 20 milligrams daily, losartan potassium 15 daily, metoprolol 25 milligrams daily, senai 0.6 at that time, and Laboratory data indicates a hemoglobin AIC of 5.6, total glucose of 132, albumin of 2.9, calcium of 8.4, AG ratio of 0.9, TSH of 24.10, RBC of 3.41, hemoglobin of 9.5, hematocrit of 29.5, and RDW of 17.6. And on mental status examination, she is alert, verbal, and appropriately dressed, and gives and is fairly cooperative with the interview, and has no specific concerns. Reports have been sleeping and eating fairly well, and is not having any specific problems or complaints to offer. No overt suicidal or homicidal thoughts, but expresses dysphoria and despondency and inability to cope or care for self. And is oriented to time, place, person, and situation. No evidence for any overt psychotic symptomatology. And has some difficulty with recall, but has been able to follow redirection, and shows no signs of side effects from the previous use of medications, and reportedly been fairly compliant and cooperative, and the nursing staff does not report any specific symptomatology, and shows minimal eye contact and verbal interaction, and no signs of suicidal or homicidal behaviors, and is fairly redirectable, but needs total assistance and care. Diagnostic impression, depressive symptomatology secondary to medical condition, and two non-three muscle physical problems as listed above, and four placement in a nursing home, five 35 identified problems, dysphoria and despondency over medical problems, and inability to be at home. Treatment recommendation, at this time I do not see any clear indication for use of psychotropic medications, but to monitor closely for any overt symptomatology and to consider supportive case management services if there is any indication for depressive or psychotic symptoms that are interfering with her functioning, to consider medications. Medical care to continue as per the medical consultants at the nursing home, period. Prognosis, fate for remaining in the structure of a nursing home, guard for alternative placement.